Hi, this is Ann Cavera with another episode of Speeding Past 80, and this is Holy Week. Sunday will be Easter. Today's episode is called Reasons to Celebrate. As St. Francis said, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. I've always felt faith is better seen than spoken, but during this week before Easter, I need to share my faith in words, and so here it is. First, I am concerned about the overall state of what people think it means to follow Christ. You see, Christ gathered a small group of nobodies, misfits, rejects, and with those few people, he literally changed the world. Today, even the word Christian seems to be able to drive people away, especially people who see themselves as rejects, misfits, and nobodies. When I look around and see what often passes for faith, it's easy to see why. When a poor, broken soul encountered Christ, they found love and redemption. They found a kind of love that transformed them from within. Yet when poor, broken souls hungry for grace and healing encounter too many of today's Christians, too often they find only condemnation and exclusion. Still, I do personally know of many who live their lives as Christ did, with grace, humility, and acceptance. I have three friends, each of whom is caring for an ill husband. They get really, really weary some days. None of these women are complainers. All three have told me how glad they are to have the strength to be there for their husbands. I personally know a couple who sold almost everything they owned to move into a homeless shelter in a large city where they lived and worked with the most broken people. I know of a group of young college people who hand out donuts and invite students to join them in a warm, welcoming faith community. In all of these people, there's a quiet inner joy, a joy they long to share, though you won't hear about them on any evening news program. I also know true Christians who have some wealth, yet they are quick to share their time and talent to make life better for others. Unlike the rich man in Scripture who ignored Lazarus outside his door, these people quietly reach out, remove obstacles, and enrich lives. They care and use what they've been given for the sake of the poor and oppressed. Bell ringers beside the black kettles at Christmas might be bank presidents or day laborers. You never know. These and others like them are a quiet army. They prefer to operate behind the scenes. You won't find them out proclaiming they are messengers who've been anointed to impose their version of God's will on the rest of us. The soldiers in this army prefer to go by the name Anonymous. Mr. and Mrs. Anonymous go through their closet in September to give every warm coat they no longer use to an organization giving away coats. Soldiers in this quiet army take literally Jesus' words to give away whatever they no longer need. Most of these people radiate a quiet joy, as if they have a hidden inner secret. The only face Anonymous has is the face of Christ. So, how does a person get to be one of the quiet ones? I've been studying the quiet ones because I am a beginner in this way of peace and joy. I've seen enough of the real soldiers in this army to have gathered some clues. As illogical as prayer seems, these people really practice prayer. Their hearts and minds are open to the incomprehensible love that creates every physical thing. Prayer is the power that transforms them and empowers them to transform others. Prayer creates a channel in us through which love pours into the world. Second, there's a commitment to this peaceful, gentle life. There's a trust that the Holy Spirit will bring good out of even the darkest tragedy. Commitment to this way allows them to let go of greed and worry and live for the sake of others. They notice and value those cast off by the rest of society. Third, the quiet ones surrender. Have you noticed it's such a burden to believe that everything depends on us? Once we open our hearts to the source of love and creation, we hold onto the things of this world very lightly. When we live, move, and have our being in God, we learn to listen. In listening, we rely more and more on God's grace to guide us and make things right. Forgiveness is essential. In forgiving, we not only free others, we claim our own freedom. Unforgiveness is like a block of cement that holds us beneath the water, drowning us with regret, sadness, and anger, even a need for revenge. Beware of anyone who feels revenge is a solution to injustice. Finally, give scripture and the teachings of those who've practiced and understand this quiet way of life a chance. Listen to what the quiet ones have learned. This way of life is not easy. We can spend our whole lives practicing prayer, commitment, surrender, and forgiveness, and still we will be beginners. One mistake people often make in looking at Christian beliefs is to believe that some things are impossible. An all-powerful God who allows such suffering? God coming to us as an infant? Resurrection after death on a cross? Who can believe such things? Well, about the suffering, I think God looks at this world and thinks, I gave all of this to you. Why are you allowing such suffering? As for impossibilities, to be a Christian is to open our eyes and see that in the amazing world we live in, nothing is impossible. After all, honeybees fly at the rate of 15 miles an hour. Their tiny wings beat 200 times a second. A hive of bees will fly over 40,000 miles to make a single pound of honey. That's more than once around the world. Butterflies taste with their feet. A female butterfly lands on different plants. She drums the plants with her little feet until she finds a plant with just the right chemicals. Then she lays her eggs. Monarch butterflies actually migrate over a 2,000-mile path. If there were nothing on this planet for us to see except butterflies and bees, it would be more than enough to see the love and care in all of creation. Who are we to decide what is impossible? Poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning wrote, "Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit round it and pluck blackberries." Easter pours out a grace that whispers, "Whatever your hidden secrets, whatever you've done, let it go. Prayer opens the door, commitment is the path, surrender brings relief. Forgiveness tells us we are loved beyond anything we can imagine." Every Easter, the cross is an invitation to come and see how grace and love can transform our lives into a beautiful gift for others. Easter is God's way of saying, "Invite me to come in. You will be amazed at what together we can make of your life." Thanks for listening. This is Ann Cavero with Speeding Past 80.